Hello, how are you?
Very good, thank you. And you?
I'm very good. Thank you for being part of this.
It's great to be part of it.
Could you tell me a little bit about yourself and your childhood?
Yeah, it's very hard to describe oneself, isn't it? Where to start? Yeah, let's start from the social construct that describes us from a group's perspective. Nationality. I'm an Eritrean. I was born and raised there. I was born from a father who is a professional lawyer amongst many other professions. Asafo. And from a mother who's an entrepreneur, a business management graduate, G'day. And this encapsulates a lot of who I am, the context of my family, where I was raised. My childhood was mostly in Eritrea till I was about 17. So if I was to speak of that part of my life, it would certainly be within the Horn of Africa, within Ethiopia and Eritrea. It was emotionally a very difficult situation growing up. That much I can surely say about it.
Wow. What was your favorite childhood possession?
My favorite childhood possessions, plural it would be because they were many, are my pigeons. I used to raise pigeons as a child. I was so much in love with them.
Why were pigeons your favorite childhood possession?
I loved animals, but something about pigeons. My brother had a few, which I have no recollection of except what was told to me. And he had these pigeon houses, which were always there and empty growing up. And I think that's where my curiosity with pigeons starts.
How deep is this memory?
It's very deep. It's very deep. Very deep and very emotional because the ending was not so sweet, you see. By the time I got to the point where I wished to be, like where I had like plenty of them, I went into a fight with my neighbors because of the pigeons. Like they had pigeons, I had pigeons, and some of my pigeons would go to them and some of their pigeons would come to me. And out of many suspicions, we went into a fight. And I threw rocks towards their house and I broke a glass window, which had angered my family a lot, and my father in particular, because these were Ethiopian military men and their families, these neighbors. and my parents were pro-independence. So by the time my father came back from work, he was informed of the situation, of the fight, and the rocks I threw and the windows I broke of my neighbors. And he ended up on that very day slaughtering most of my pigeons. Like, to the point where I didn't know which ones survived, which ones were already in the fridge. So to even remember it is difficult. Because when I was fighting, I was fighting with my neighbors in the belief that I was defending what is rightly mine. And nobody seemed to understand that. A glass window was broken and I had to be punished for it. But the causes for this fight and for that window being broken were never really discussed enough, or were never the focal point of the subject.
If I'm to ask, if you reflect on this memory, which kind of feelings do come to you, the first feeling you feel when you remember this?
Regret, definitely regret. It's a regrettable memory.
Why regret?
Because of all that disturbance that happened, all that fight, all that punishment I received, without really going to the bottom of the situation. I mean, I do understand when you live in such a polarized political atmosphere where your parents are pro-independence, the neighbors you are fighting are on the Ethiopian side, and they are families of soldiers of the Ethiopian government. It complicates it. You do understand where your parents are coming from too, where your family's coming from too. But still hard to swallow that they never really took the time to understand what the situation was like before they went out dishing out punishments.
This brings me to my next question. What lesson have you learned, or what lesson did you learn from having this as your possession, from having the pigeons as your possession? What lesson have you or did you learn?
It's not from the pigeons that I learned much. Of course, there are things you learn when you have animals, and from their behavior, there's lots of things you can incorporate as a child. But for me, the biggest lesson and what has stayed and what has become a hiccup is the injustice that was perpetrated by my family. That nobody cared what emotional effort I had put into bringing about this large, about 50 pigeons in your early teens as a young boy. And to be able to take care of them without anybody's help, to be able to build their houses. I had put so much effort into it. And this was just taken away from me within an evening.
Wow, your story
is
really...
This is the lesson. The lesson is that no matter what you build, your surrounding could at any point come around and destroy it for reasons that you cannot grasp. You cannot comprehend, you cannot understand.
Thank you so much for sharing your experience.
Thank you for having me.
I'm really, really happy to have you on this podcast and looking forward to having more interviews with you, because people have learned so much from your story, hopefully. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. It was great.